yisod. You get, want to get out of something, you have to go into big gadlus. Katnus, the whole idea of katnus is only keilu once you've had gadlus already. Let's say that the katnus comes, katnus is karbas. And the katnus comes after the gadlus. That's interesting. The etzem and yid is godless. Here, here. This is moichin da'aba, and this is moichin the imam. Every yud kevav day is godless. Every kim is katnas amelchim. How many katnas amelchim are there? See, this is the kais rishon. You're mechaven in the kais rishon. Position here is here. This is katnas echad. You can see this elikim is spelled. This is mitzad Abba. So part of these, he said, as we've explained, the Yud is always Chochm. Chochm is Abba. So the Kim is written with the Hey of the middle Yud. And this mitzad Sheni, this is Bina. Mochem, the Bina of Ima, because all the choices are Ima. Yain is Ima. Right? So here, the Hey is the middle Hey. Hey is Gvurus. Yud is Chochm, and Hey is Bina. And this is Das. Das is two. This is Chelik of Gvurus of Das, and Chelik of Sodom Das. So here it's a Milo Aleph, and it came from Milo Aleph, but here you see the Milo Aleph, here there's a Yud underneath, and here this, the bottom part of it is a Yud, and here the bottom part of it is a Dalit. See the difference?
Yeah.
So that's what there's a Chasodim of Das and there's a Gevurah of Das. And this is all in the Mechina of Katnas HaMoichim, which is the Ikhi. You see here the picture of Karpas, Shikha of Karpas. Then it's godless vision. Godless vision. Kvahoyer the kushzayim. So my idea is kavonas. The kavonas they mechaven memela. You never mechaven godless vision. You never mechaven. Let's say the above kavonas. You mechaven that came in already. Came in already by ma'arif. So it's already godless vision. So this is already yud kevavke. Mitzad yemin is yud kevavke. Meloy yud. That's mitzad yemin, just like in katnas. Here it's yud kevavke. This is the vav the meloy. Vav the meloy aleph. Shema, and here you have Yud Kevavke also in Mele Aleph, and this is Yud Kevavke Gvurus of Das. Now, Katnas Beis, you see here, this is the Lekim, you see the Aleph and Em stay the same, because what does Katnas Beis mean? Katnas Beis means that it's already Hecher. In other words, a person starts as a little child, he's got Katnas, then he gets Godless, but after the Godless, in English it's called, I was teaching the Kabbalah song, you don't get English word for it. Midlife crisis. That's exactly the same what he's saying, but it's a musik. And you get to a certain spitz, and then you get the katnas again. That's a bechin of katnas beis. Now, what's about katnas beis is about the hechel and katnas aleph. It comes after godless beis. So, you know the klal is in Pnimis HaTorah that the more you're going towards the shayrish, the more rachamim it is. The more you go towards the end, the more letters. That's why the mantapach, the final letters, are gvuras. All the mantapach are gvuras. All gvuras. Why? Because they're the end of the words. End of the word has to be gvura. Why? Because it came to an end. What comes to an end? Tzimtzum. Etzem meruchnis doesn't come to an end. What makes it come to an end? A tzimtzum. So the mantapach, the final letters. In other words, the closer you go to the end, the more gvuras it is. The closer you go to the beginning, the more chasadim it is. So the katnas base, the aleph stays the same because there's no letter before the aleph, and the final mem stays the same because it's a different type of mem. It's a final mem. The middle three letters, the oisis akoidman. So this is the chav is the ois before lamed, dalet is the ois before hey, and the yud tes is the ois before yud. That's what this is a bechina for. This is a bechina of katnas. This is the emes. This is the emes of mechav by the whole kiddush. He writes it a bit like kim bechiluf achna. Yain is gematria ayin, which is gematria this with the five letters. So it's one yemechavin. We hold the kois. It's one yemechavin this shame, and also by the kois rishon. You can see there's all one cup over here. This is all the kavanos for the kois rishon. Yemechavin yain is gematria 70. In the hay that's with five its boys is 75, which is this gematria. So there's two of it. There's moichin and lemush. The yain itself is also mechaven. And then yud kevavke, which is the godless base, is the same mechina as the godless rishon over here. That's yud kevavke over here. This is the second cause. So the second cause, you have the same mechina over here. Instead of that, you have even a thing, instead of having the chof, you have the aim, aleph mem, and these three middle letters are gematria lamed thing, which is a special kavanah for lagboim. And that's that kavanah over here. And the gadlus is again, habayis. That's the thing. The matzah is, I mean, the shtick is similar, the matzah is slightly different, but that's the kavanah. So the tachlis is. Here's another chart, this is an easier one. Because this is all going down the Tzad Yim, Kav Yimin, which is Chochma Chesed, and Chachan. And then you got Baga, this is Bina, Gevura, and Hoid. And then you got Dati, which is Das, Teferis, and Yesoid. Which is Das, is a Chesodom of Das, and it's Gevura of Das. Mi she'eino margish ruach hakodesh leil seida, eino begedei enushi. Something like that. It's not margish, it's a hechero oiris, eino begedei enushi. The oiris is so great, it comes down. Tachlis is that a person's got to jump into gadlis. Because be'etzim, a person's to know, so does a person's to know that be'etzim kval yishol is in a gadlis. And that's why we give so much chashivas to the small children. Because be'etzim we know that the gadlis, the katnis is only abdomo, be'etzim it's not the etzum kapas. So let's say the taka starts with godless, godless rishon. To teach you the etzum and shayach the godless, avos, you can't spend too long on godless when you're not ready for it. But rather you get the godless somewhere, because be'emes godless is what every yid is. Even the slightest yid is a ben melech. A ben melech doesn't become a prince later on in life. He becomes a prince when he's born. Yid is already a ben melech when he's born. He's already shayach the godless. Ready, shy of the gods. And then after that, settles down and he goes into another katnus, but then he mustn't fall into katnus. Then he has to go. Then he has to go back into gadlus. The ikar for yid is to go into gadlus, and that's the klal. The whole ending of derech dilug. Derech dilug means the Rosh Hashanah gave us moedik mandregas straight away. Derech dilug and kvitzah. There's no room for klal Yisrael to deal with katnus. Also, the Yitzhak Hora Erev Pesach always disturbs a person with katnus tikkadach. A person has to have a godless amorcha. So the Kriyas HaTorah is a Pesach. Kriyas HaTorah is a Pesach. A brighter Kriyas HaTorah is in our sukkahs. It's about yo, one, two sukkahs. That's chunks. Pesach is chunks. Everything in Pesach. Everything in Pesach is godless. What's the meaning of Pesach? How do you show a person? Kotn ein yachol adaber. Kotn yachol adaber. Dibur. Dibur has to do with development of godless. The whole union of Pesach is the union of Mar Bebedibur, Mar Bebedibur. The Satyr is alone in Pesach. It's Marlis of Dibur. Whenever we're in a matzav of katnus, we always have to remind ourselves that Be'emes we're in the godless, whenever you can get out of the katnus. Whenever tomorrow's Kri Satyr is Taka, and the Kri Satyr Bashat Kisisa, Chet Ha'eva. Chataygal Rabbi Moshe Ben asked the bunch of Ideini knows the Rachecha, and so the Mesfarim asked. Now you ask, you know what? Klal Yisrael on the lowest ebb. Now you're asking for brighter hasogas, for Greek hasogas. B'shana Rebbe Abaymet Hasina, you had so many beautiful opportunities to ask Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Avas Hadoidim, times of love, and times of Ava, times of Eitz Rotzon. All the Eitz Rotzons are Tegunish Gifrei. Comes a Chataygal. Zogashkoyach, the Rebbein Shalom is keeping us around. No, yet freaks the Hoydeini knows Rechecho. You want to know all about, you want to know all the Hecher secrets, yet freaks? That's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is when Klal Yisrael fell into this Tachlis Akatnus, Tachlis of Shvala Matzav. Rebbein says, Hoydeini knows Rechecho. We're shaykh to be godless. In a time of Etzim Dikha Godless, is we're not so godless. In a time of Katnus, the person has to know that he's Idin the Godless. Every Eid is Idin the Godless. And that's how we explain. That's what's wrong with the Rosh. The Rosh thinks that he's not shaykh to it. Ma avoida az islachem. Chochem knows there's so much to Yiddishkeit. Eidus, Chukim, Mishpotim. Chochem knows there's so much to Yiddishkeit. The Rosh thinks he's done an Aveira. That's it, you're not shaykh to Godless anymore. And that's the worst thing. The worst thing is the koyfe be'ikir ikir's kafira is to, and that's the yisod. That's the whole we said before. The whole yisod of munas tzadikim. To look at Moshe Rabbeinu to see how great a mensch can be, see how big a person can become. Moshe Rabbeinu was the whole time trying. It's from say aleil asha aleil aya horror. He had such shiftless. The Rebbein Shlomo forced him into showing the godless. come into the mountain, come in. He forced Moshe Rabbeinu into the gadlus, because Nidna looked at Moshe Rabbeinu to see if we a mensch can see him in. Look at the tzaddik, you see, we a mensch can see him in. So where did it go down? So even if a yid falls into a bad matzav, a shvala matzav, if he's doubled to a tzaddik, then he realizes we a yid can see him in. How high yid can bear himself. And that's the same bechina, Moshe Rabbeinu, same bechina as Yitzis Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu Ki'ilu said, you see, we were such a low matzav, and yet you came and shined us the mind like the highest matzav. So too by the Chet HaEgel, I know we dropped and we lowest down, almost like back in Mitzrayim, the same way as you came with all the oiris, is now as well, Oideini no, Oideini no, Sirechecho, Oideini no, Sirechecho. And the Rebbe Shalom answer there through the Yud Gimel Midas Arachim, which is the Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyin addresses them. So Rebbe Shalom says, through the Torah of Loshon, that's where you must see the greatest Gadol. Start in the lower matzav, through the Torah of Loshon, proud to the Torah Shabbat Peh, and you get to the greatest Gadol. So that's where after Pesach, we're preparing ourselves for Maimed Har Sinai. The Torah of Loshon, that's where everything, that's where all the Gadol lies. Torah of Loshon. To learn Svarim from Tzadikim. I mean, what the Ikkis Kashrus to Tzadikim? To learn the Torahs of Tzadikim. The Torahs of Tzadikim is a Yimis Kashrus to the Torah and the Tzadik to the Chimel of the Tainu Ach. See the Torah of the Tzadik. See how high a person can come. How high a person lived in our door or whatever, lived in our doors. How high they can come. The spitz of that is Be'aminim Hashem of Moshe Abdoi. Once you have that, then you can. You see the Ikka of the Ikka Chachm of Torah is Pnimi Satoyah. Of Torah Shabbal Peh, I mean, Torah Shabbal Peh is the Ikka Chalik of Chachm of Satoyah. Torah Shabbal Peh is Kula is Kashrus to Chachom and Kula is Kashrus to Tzadikim. Torah Shabbal Peh. The only thing with Katniss is to get to the Gadol. He does a Yerida in order to get to the Gadol. Katniss base is all is to get to the bigger Gadol. Katniss is not something to be. Okay, the Tzimtzum Dikka Katniss, when he eats, right, you have a Zalzel in Katniss. That's the symptom of, you know, Mazalz and Katniss, you know, Godless is very great. Katniss is very great. You don't know if it comes to the priests, you don't know if it comes to, when it comes to wichtige Sachen, you don't know if it comes to Seder Nights, and Gatz and Abincha, Veishav Levav is Adonin, Levav and Avoysov. It's Mechaba, the Katniss with the Godless. That's all you don't know. There's no such thing as Katniss. That's a mechizik to Yid, that even if Yid is in a matzav of katnus and his Torah mitzvah is in a matzav of katnus, he must be mezalzin, and he must realize it's only a head there before the katnus. It must be mezalzin. You see these little kinderlech, is it clear that the katnus is the greatest katnus?